systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today is Wednesday, February 10th, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
My name is Matthew. I'm a gift of God. This is episode 309, also a gift of God. You guys should be watching these at thejamhole.com/live, of course, or the Ustream app on the iPhone, unfortunately, or the Android, awesomely. / feedback type shit, or give us a call, 462-04-4687, of course. All phone lines are available. We're taking your donations. This is a 80-hour dance cast telethon.
Your cat looks possessed.
My cat is dead.
She keeps staring at me upside down.
She does that.
Kinda
she's dead. I brought her back from the dead, Pet Cemetery
Dude,
style.
I was going to say that.
Didn't dig a hole deep enough. They always come back. That's right. Red Fox says all one phone lines. All multiple singularity phone lines are taking your calls right now.
Yay.
Who won some dodgeball yesterday?
You did.
Our team did. No big deal. Not a big deal at all. Almost got in a fight. Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I tried to instigate as much as I could.
Is it Big Beefy Dude with a white shirt and like pink headband?
All right, I'm not going to say his name on here, but let me tell you something. Back in the day when I was in school, this kid was kind of a D-bag. Back when I played baseball, before that shit, this kid was on the baseball team. He was on a different team, but then for All-Stars, they take, you know, the best players from all the teams, and that's the All-Star team. And then, so I was on that team, and he also was on that team. And he was one of the kids whose dad was the coach, so everything was, like, perfect and shit. And he was just, he was all right. But he was the kind of kid that he would strike out and he'd start crying, and his dad would come up to him and be like, "It's not your fault, son. It's okay. It's everyone else's fault." Like, his son could do no wrong. It was always everybody else's fault whenever shit happened. And
I heard him in there and he was like, "Yo, we're fucking down by a bunch of guys because nobody on our fucking team can catch."
Yeah, I know, right? Because like, you're the only one,
shit,
right?
Right?
So I was making some steroid jokes, and we got some video.
I got up and close and personal with his ass. He was arguing with some chick from your team.
Yeah, she's like one of the ladies that is heading this whole thing up.
No. He was arguing with the white shorts chick.
The chick that looked like she came out of the 80s?
No, the other one.
Oh, okay. Because that chick is like the head of this thing with that other dude.
Oh.
So, the chick that I was kind of arguing with also.
Yeah, I got a good shot of that.
But yeah,
too.
So I'm learning some Vegas video because I want to take this. I'm kind of sick of using Windows Movie Maker.
Has to crash before you can do it.
I know, and I'm just, it's very limited in what you can do. It's all like preset shit, so you just kind of drag and drop and hit the button and it's done. And it's nice for like emo poetries and that kind of shit because it's real quick and I can bang them out, you know?
Yeah.
But the Vegas video is kind of cool. So, you guys will see that hopefully tomorrow. I'll get all that stuff edited after I crash course in a Vegas video 9.0C.
I got some good shots. The only thing that pissed me off is like I tried to get in the corner to get a better shot of the whole game, and every other ball was like flung towards me. You see in the cam, like I'm like, God damn it. And like you see me dip down to kick a ball back, or like I got my finger fucking hit by a ball. I was like holding onto the chair. Holding onto the seat or whatever with my left hand and holding the camera with my right, and this ball just came right at my fucking fingers and like slammed my fingers against the chair.
Yeah, you can't sit anywhere like in there and not.
Like,
I mean, there's two games going on and there's, you know, 20
fucking
balls.
Well, like I'm trying
balls.
To get better shots of this and stuff, and I don't know. Just,
yeah, you got to use the zoom, but not too much. And you're going to make me look like a perv because I was going through some of that footage and I appreciate it and I'm going to put it in the video. But I just, you guys need to know that this was not me filming. This
I did
was
it for you.
My lesbian girlfriend.
I knew
girlfriend.
You would appreciate it. And I knew MDS would definitely appreciate it, a figure.
But
and so would Burger.
The girls
and-
that you were filming will probably not appreciate that every time they bent over and they're wearing little ass shorts, you like quick zoom into the ass and it's nice. But I don't know. We'll see.
Well,
so,
they shouldn't wear that shit.
That's
I wouldn't
why
do that. That's why they wear it, right? They're wearing that shit.
They wear it so you can move and dodge
Bull
easily.
Motherfucking shit.
You
can
think
wear
the
a pair
chicks
of board
are there?
Shorts.
Really?
Yeah, dude, I can fucking dude, I would go there wear a pair of board shorts and a beater and
you
play
would get
just
your
fine.
Ass destroyed there. These girls have been training taking shots in the face their whole
I'll just
lives for
punch
this.
Punch them, it's cool.
Their whole
Douche,
lives.
You're out.
But yeah, there's like a few shots of that. You got a good shot of the ass of the head of the FDA, so I'm really looking forward to putting that up and getting another talking to next Tuesday.
Oh, the chick with the pink shorts?
The chick that looks like she came out of the 80s.
Yeah,
yes, you
she
will
looks
all
like
know.
A chick from the 80s workout video.
You'll see her and you'll be like, holy shit, that chick looks like she came from the 80s. And it's a joke, I'm sure. Like, you know, you have 70s parties and pimps and hoes parties. Dodgeball is the same kind of thing. People dress up all stupid. It was like the fucking kickball video. The kids were all dressed up retarded and shit. Like, it's fun, I guess. So, but yeah, so this kid, like, he's gotten a lot bigger since junior
it's
high
fat.
And high school.
It's fat.
No, well, some of it probably. But
he,
so
he looks
I'm
like he used to be a big dude and then it kind of went to fat.
Yeah, he got in a relationship. Actually,
he's
not
fat.
He's not in a relationship because I found him on Facebook just to like see. But I think he was doing steroids. So I kept telling the lady, I was like, you need to drug test. She's like, what? I'm like, I think that kid's on steroids. He's going to roid rage out. And she's like, haha, no. And then like in once we start playing the games, he totally started raging. I'm like, look, I told you I wasn't making jokes. I mean, I was, but look at him. He's freaking out.
Right.
And it's funny because it's usually the kids that are doing a little cheating, like that didn't hit me or this and that. They're the ones that pitch the biggest bitch about you're cheating over the line. Where's the integrity? Where are my balls? My balls are with the integrity, so send it back home. Like, he was freaking out, dude.
I don't know. I think I got some pretty good shots. The chick biffed it hard a few times, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
You took it good a few times.
I did, but we won. Me and Tyler, Ty Crom in the chat there, we won 1-0.
Yeah, I got some pretty good shots of you blocking some balls and stuff. So.
Yeah, so I was kind of
like, giving... napping against the back wall while everybody's throwing balls around.
I know, I was like just leaning there. I was like so tired, dude,
like,
my
fuck
arm.
Fuck this, somebody stand here. Someone just hit me, please.
Every time I threw it after the first game, like it, I just didn't have it anymore. So I'm like, I'm not getting anyone out by throwing, so I'll just catch. I can catch good. So I just stopped trying to get people out by throwing and just started catching. But yeah, we ended up winning, and that kid just, I thought he would be better. Like, you guys remember a while ago the salt guy we had on, Ryan, he's the real big guy.
Yeah.
Aussie Palooza, he's the kid that put that on. It was the same thing with him. Like, back in junior high and high school, I just didn't like him. Like, he was just a douche. And then he started working for us, and he was, you know, calmed down and cool, so everything was cool.
Well, he grew up a little bit,
right.
Is what
so
it was.
I was expecting, I saw this kid, whose name will be nameless, on the roster, and I was like, oh, fuck. And then I'm like, we're all adults. He's like my age.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's mellowed out. I'm sure everything will be cool. Nope. Same fucking douchebag. I'm surprised his dad wasn't there being like, it's not your fault. Your team can't catch. It's okay. Just so stupid. And the whole thing is, like, it's fun. It's a game. Like, who gives a shit unless you're betting money or something? And he was, like, freaking
out. I got
out.
Some good
Where's
shots.
Where's the integrity?
I got some good shots of him getting tagged the fuck out.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
A few times.
Yeah, totally. Like, right after he started just really bitching.
He got this
that
huge
round.
Argument with the chick. He's yelling about something, and then the game starts. He's the first one out.
He runs up to the line, and this kid grabs the ball and just...
Bing, ding.
You're out.
You're out.
Uh-huh.
You saw it, too. Like, he didn't even grab the ball. He just, like, kind of put his hand under it, went dink, and slapped it into the dude's face, I think.
Yep.
It was great.
And so it is definitely not me getting old or out of shape, because even the 19 and 20-year-olds were sore as fuck after last Tuesday. And I was thinking, all right, this Tuesday it won't be as bad. It totally wasn't. It's only one leg now instead of my whole body.
Yeah.
And my throwing arm.
But who came home like an old man and soaked in the tub?
Me and Tyler. Oh, wait. What? In the tub? Tyler didn't do that. No, I did.
Yeah,
though.
You soaked in the tub today.
Today I did, yeah, because I had to work all day. You'll know what that's like one of these days. Working.
I am so sick of you making jokes like that.
Well, work
I have
more.
Worked my ass off.
When? Not dude, since we've been together. I bring home the bacon, and that is fact.
So fry the bacon.
No, okay. That is your job.
Eat
you are
shit,
the cook. You will cook.
No, I mean, I've worked 18-hour days for 7 days in a row, so you can eat my ass, dude. I have worked my ass off.
Beer Bear says, hell, I was sore as fuck after a snowball fight with my 9-year-old for 4 hours. I can't talk too bad about Matt being hurting from that game. Yeah, dude, this is like, and I was thinking maybe this shit's too long because it's 45 minutes. You're playing 2 20-minute halves and then a 5-minute break in between.
Even your friend was like, nah, it's perfect.
I know, but me, dude, I'm like, dude, 20 minutes, like towards the end of the second part, like it is so long. And by that time, no one's running for the balls anymore except the chicks because they are just crazy. So everyone else is just like, I'll get it when you throw it to me. Fuck it, you know. But it is good time, and we did win. Did I mention that? We won, by the way. We beat the steroid kid and his team. So suck on those nuts, mister. So you want to hear something funny?
Okay.
Back in the day. Let's hope he doesn't find this and know I'm talking about him. But this is why I'm not saying his name. Back in the day, when he was a douchebag in school, me and my friends would roll around at night and this shit. And, you know, this and that. Messing around with people. We'd get people to chase us and we'd lose them. And just fucking around like that. We had kill switches in the car for the lights. To kill all the lights, even if you hit the brake. No brake lights. Just in case, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, weird shit like that. Had a sunroof and we would always just fuck around with shit. This was around the same time we were blowing up mailboxes with dry ice bombs. And, you know, that sort of thing. Kids will be kids.
About the time when I was taping a bunch of black cats together and putting them in people's mailboxes.
Yeah, something like that. Dead kitten heads and shit.
Whoa, hey, I didn't go that far.
We did that, no. But this kid just, he would pick on me a little bit. And so I would tell my friends that had the car and shit. And they're like, we'll take care of this. And maybe allegedly one day we went to a yard sale and found a bowling ball and purchased said bowling ball for like $5. And maybe allegedly that night, somebody got a bowling ball through their car window. Just saying. Might happen, might not have. I don't know. But it was a long time ago. And after that, you know, he kind of left me alone. He never knew it was us, I don't think. But I guess we'll see.
He's going to find this and beat your ass.
I don't think so. I'll kick him in his little roided out nuts.
That's not going to bug him then.
It'll make me feel better.
After he, like, pounds you in the face.
I don't think so. I'm quick. He's big and oafy.
If he gets a hold of you, you're fucked.
That will not happen. I'll lube myself up. That's how I do it.
Oh, God.
So, hey, who's on Facebook? Raise your hand.
I am.
Yay. Have you seen these lately?
What is
Just
that?
Go ahead and take a look at camera one there. These are
those are titties.
I think screenshots of some gifts a friend of mine had received. Maybe did you guys see this? Did anybody see these? They're all Farmville gifts, apparently.
I don't. I don't see them.
So this chick,
it's anime
that I'm friends with is like, hey Matt, are you getting porn requests and blowjob requests on Facebook? And I'm like, I don't think so. Let me go look. No, I'm not getting any of that stuff. And what I think it might have been is because she does play Farmville and stuff. Uh-huh. But Facebook had, let me see that. Facebook had a little glitch going on a couple days ago. And apparently people were getting Farmville gifts of blowjobs and anime boobs and more blowjobs. So,
all right.
Hope they go ahead and fix that. The Eon says, nice, Farmville got hacked. I couldn't be any happier.
I know, right?
That's fantastic. All right, got a little What Would Jam Hole Do here. I'm in an emo mode today. So here's the little teen angst emo choice for you. And of course, these are all at thejamhole.com/forums. You can go back and look through from one to up till this one. They're all posted there and everything else. Make sure you're signed up on our forums so we can count you towards our press kit. I would appreciate it. Option A. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You can be guaranteed smelly, ugly, moderately overweight, have bad hair, with zero friends. But this comes with the power to practically read minds. Know the thoughts, feelings, intentions, and darkest secrets of others. Or, option B. You can be guaranteed popular, odor-free, slim, have perfect hair, and all the friends you want. Facebook, MySpace, real life, all of them.
Okay.
But, of course, with this comes a complete inability to empathize with others, no intuition, understanding, empathy, or common understanding with your fellow human beings. In less really stupid advanced parts of Europe, this would be referred to as the blonde versus brunette argument. Who really chooses A? I mean, come on. Are you superficial? Do you want to be not? Do you want friends or not? Is what this boils down to.
Well, check it out. I mean, if I'm fat and ugly or whatever and can read minds,
that's probably
I'm gonna make
why
friends.
You don't have friends.
No. You don't tell anyone that you can read minds.
Oh, you just are always. And then the chick is like, we are so alike.
Yep.
You finish my sentences?
Yep.
That is too freaky.
And then and
I bet
then,
that makes stalking a little easier.
Yeah.
A little bit. I
she's
know
like,
where
yeah,
you're
going to
go.
I'm going to this bar, and like in her head, she's like, oh, I'm going here. And he's like, I'll meet you
I'll
there.
I'll be there. And there. Actually, fuck it. I'll just meet you at your house when you're done.
Oh.
So, I don't know.
Would you want to be hot and dumb or ugly and read minds?
I don't know. Reading minds would be kind of cool. Although, I got to say, not working out so hot for Mr. Matt Parkman in Heroes. Good friend of mine, Matt Parkman. He reads minds. Okay. He can actually manipulate the minds and trap people in minds and shit.
I think...
It didn't work out too well for him.
I think if I could read minds and I was ugly and stuff, like, if I could prove it, I could make a lot of fucking money.
And then
you know what?
Buy
then
yourself
I will just make
looks?
Myself the perfect being, okay?
Oh, man, that's
awesome.
And then
I would have friends. That's cool. It's cool.
Beer Bear says, I'm ugly and dumb. Where the hell did I go wrong? You should have chose better.
Your parents, maybe?
It's their fault.
Abort. My bad. Anyway, but, yeah.
Nolly's Undead says, well, if you can read minds, you can talk anyone into being friends and be master of the world.
Yep.
Beer Bear says, but my font looks good. Yes, it does. I hand
yes.
you that.
Yes, it
it's
does.
A good looking font.
Yeah. Anyway.
But
so I think I would be
I don't know, though. I'm almost
and
thinking
minds.
It would, at this point in time in my life, it would almost be a blessing to have no understanding, empathy, or intuition with other people. As long as I look good, smell good, taste good, and fuck good, I don't care about all the other shit right now. I just need to get my dick wet and then go home. Is that it?
I don't know, dude. I think I would want to read minds.
Yeah?
And make a lot of money and then make myself awesome.
How pissed are you going to be, though, if you go and choose reading minds and find out that the book is totally blank? Think about it. People blank slates.
Whoa.
I just blew your mind. There you go. Well, who has a Droid phone? I got one.
I don't.
You do not. Word on the street is, I posted this on thejamhole.com/Twitter, that we'll all be rocking Android 2.1 pretty soon, sometime this week, they say. Kind of looking forward to that.
Uh-huh.
I hope 2.1 runs as good on something half the speed of the Nexus 1. So we'll see. But yeah, that was latest word on the street. I forget where I saw that at. But yeah, this week, 2.1 to the Droids. So check that shit out. And you know what that's going to do? It's going to break all of our apps that are running on 2.01.
That'll suck.
That happens sometimes. Like when I upgraded to the newest PodPress version, it broke everything. I was like, huh. All right. Well, that happens.
Then.
That will happen. But yeah, that'll be kind of cool. And also...
What?
before we get into some stories, what the fuck is this buzz?
Well, oh, have the you Google
caught,
Buzz thing?
Have you caught the Google
Buzz? No, God, I clicked the no so thanks.
I clicked the yeah. Give me a buzz. Give me the Google Buzz.
I clicked the fuck you. I just want to look at my mail and go to
sleep. I was fucking around with it on the maps, and I'm going to like all these places because you can leave little comments now about places. Like, say you're at the mall, and you pull up your phone in the map program, Google Maps, and it's like, what's the buzz here? Like, what's going on at the mall? So I found Bojangles, and I was like, the breakfast here is really awesome. Just make sure you don't get the young brunette chick as the waiter, because she's a bitch, or something like that.
Oh, dude.
And then I was going around, like, different places in town that I've had, you know, little experiences here and there, and I was just talking some shit. I think if people use it for that purpose, and more people start using that here, it's going to start some fucking fights.
Probably.
Be like, I'm going to find the kid's house and be like, this is where a bowling ball may or may not have gone through douchebag's window.
dude, that's...
I wonder if he remembers that.
Oh, yeah, probably. I would remember a bowling ball.
Well, this was like 12 years ago, 13 years ago.
So what, dude? I would remember a bowling ball
going
through my
that.
Fucking window.
I'll ask him Tuesday.
Like, did you ever find out who did that to your cart? No? Okay, I was just wondering.
How do you know that? I didn't tell anybody about that. Word on the street. Hey, do you know 2.1's coming out for Android?
Dang, oh, you don't have one of those? Oh, okay.
I am glad, though, that we got that game over with. Like, when I saw what teams were up against what teams, and I saw his name, I was like, our first game is this D-bag, god damn it. But so we got it over with, and we won, which is awesome. So hopefully we won't have to play them again. I don't know. You'll see the video and you'll
some
appreciate
good shit.
It.
I don't know. Some pretty, good, pretty shit. Good shit. I was like, damn, dude is pissed over some dodgeball.
I know. It's steroids, man. I'm telling you. It's okay, son. You suck at life, but here's some steroids. At least it'll make you big and angry about sucking at life.
Right.
So let's take a little trip to Dubai here. You know,
Dubai.
These Arabs. You make your women cover everything, right?
Right.
Okay, well, okay. Maybe sometimes that's cool. No. Maybe sometimes that backfires a little bit. Mm?
Uh-huh.
An Arab ambassador said he decided to call off his wedding immediately. Immediately. After he discovered that his wife-to-be was bearded and... cross-eyed.
Well, their eyes show. I mean, come on.
You didn't see she was trying really hard.
She's like,
No, wait. The ambassador claimed that the bride's mother deceived him when she went to see his Gulf National wife-to-be by showing her pictures of the bride's sister.
Oh.
I'd be like, no, fuck that shit. False advertisement. I'm suing you. I'm taking her and her sister and all your goats. Done.
Done.
Done. Don't try to rip me off. That's a low fucking thing to do, though. They probably had those glasses on her that had the eyes on them. And he's like, here she is. Like, why is she always wearing glasses? Oh, the sun hurts her eyes. They're straight. I mean, fuck.
Fuck.
Crisscross.
Bearded.
Make you jump. That's so awesome.
Oh,
and a beard.
In the house?
I could deal with the eyes, but bitch, you gotta shave.
I couldn't deal with the eyes.
But I don't know. I guess just cover back up, put the glasses back on.
Even when I was a kid, my eye was stuck in a certain position. Like, I couldn't deal with it. I couldn't be with somebody like that.
Yeah.
I wore glasses long enough to get the strength to be able to move
my
eyes
where
they are.
Stop covering up your bitches and maybe you'll see what's under the fucking hood.
Mm.
You can't tell if there's a fucking tarp over them.
And what
I mean,
if they're all covered up like when they're in their house and shit?
I'd have to see like, what size is your burka? Anything over medium and I'm going to need a bigger dowry. Bigger chick, bigger dowry. That's how this works.
Oh, my God.
The Arab man, who holds the title of Minister Plenipotentiary, claimed to a Sharia court judge in Dubai that the bride's family showed his mother photos of the bride's sister and not the woman he was going to marry. That's a low blow.
Mm-hmm.
Not even him. His mom. Like, his mom went to her mom They traded shit. Everything's good. He's a minister plenipotentiary. She's not cross-eyed or bearded. Why does she work at the circus? Never mind.
Just don't worry about it.
Oh, fuck. Sources close to the case told Gulf News that the groom only saw the woman a few times. He did not realize that she had a beard because she wore the niqab?
Durka thing.
Well, here it's called a niqab. N-I-Q-A-B. Hey,
the fucking shroud.
Q's are supposed to be followed by U's. I don't know what the fuck you're doing to our English language, but in my world, when you have a Q, you have a U right after it. That's just how we roll. All right? You remember that.
Sure.
Q-U. Quote, every time the couple met, the bride would do her best not to reveal her entire face, which living in Arab land was not that hard.
So shave. Fuck.
I know, right? Like, Nair?
I know, right?
Do something. Hook up a car battery to your fucking boobs. Does she have boobs? Does she have a dick? You might want to check
the whole package
if you know what I mean. Because I think the beard and the cross-eyed might be the least of your worries. The ambassador then decided to call off the wedding party and lodged a divorce claim, alleging that he was tricked by his parents-in-law and incurred emotional and moral damage.
You set me up with an ugly chick.
You emotionally scarred me. I'm suing for all your goats and your pigs. Oh, wait, we don't have pigs here. All your goats and your children. I'm taking your kids. All of them. And I'm going to sell them on the black market. No, the brown market.
As slaves.
In Arab land, they have the brown market.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, that's pretty awesome, I thought. Just wanted to share that with you. So, you know how the other day we were talking about how there was this place, I totally forget where, I forget what episode. Never mind. Moving on.
What? Now,
there's this place that was dumping nasty shit in the water, and then they were wondering why all these people were deformed, right? And they're like, oh, maybe the big waste thing, right?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You remember that? They had the weird hair lips.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how it would be like a big giant one. Okay, yeah. I remember that. Well, here in Montpelier, Vermont, they're having a similar problem. Have you ever heard of radioactive tritium?
No.
Nope. Okay, well, they have, and it's apparently leaking from the Vermont Yankee nuclear plant in Vernon into the Connecticut River.
Oh.
No big deal. It's cool. We got scrubbers on that. It's fine.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
You mean radioactive tritium that doesn't really decay very well and is very radioactive is in the Connecticut River now? Right on.
Yeah, okay.
Hey,
cool.
High five.
I'm going to go fishing.
and Vermont, yeah. Could you
imagine some weird ass, like, deformed fucking two-headed fish and stuff?
Some weird bearded Arab chick with the cross eyes coming out. Like,
dude, I want to go fish in some, like, radioactive pond.
That's where you get the three-eyed fish.
No, I don't want. I want a fucking goldfish that's, like, 100 pounds with, like, multiple heads and fins and, like, legs and shit.
Galactor was in the chat and I just saw this. He says, fuck, the fucking dorm life. Or the shit of dorm life. Something, I don't know, censored. Thanks, bot. Fire alarms. Talk to you guys later. Fire
nice.
Drill! That sucks, dude.
It's like, no!
I'm watching the jam hole! It's a podcast.
I'm busy.
Get out here.
Could you imagine in the middle of, like, fucking, and it was going off?
I would finish.
I'd be like, you know what? Fuck you.
I would probably blow my load right as it rang. Be like, oh! All right, let's go. Here, I'll just carry you. Health Commissioner Dr. Wendy Davis said ongoing river testing has not detected the radioactive isotope. However, that is likely because of rapid dilution given the volume of water in the river. But, I don't know, I find that hard to believe. If some shit's radioactive...
They're like, it's okay, don't worry.
Yeah, I'm not finding any of it here, even though the water's glowing.
This guy pays me a lot of money to say this, so...
Well, it's just weird. Like, I know we have the technology and the instrumentation to detect very, very minimal amounts of radioactivity.
Yeah.
I mean, watch the last couple episodes of 24, man. That dude was carrying some radioactive shit, and they detected it on his dead body. And they could figure out what isotope and this and that.
Yeah.
Like, if a bunch of it is being dumped into the river, I think we'd know. That and the river glows, of course.
That and when I go fishing, I catch like 300-pound bass.
People. Right. Bass people.
Bass people.
Bass people.
They colonize.
But Wendy Davis told this site, numerous test wells between the reactor and the nearby river reveal the presence of a large plume of tritium in groundwater, and the water table in that area flows toward the river. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks to be anyone that has a well there.
Let's go there.
Well, nah.
Let's take a fishing trip. I want to go fish there now.
Davis said she's in regular contact with health officials in New Hampshire and Massachusetts about the situation at Vermont Yankee. Davis said she's also briefing health commissioners from around New England on the situation in weekly conference calls. Yep, still glowing. Okay, how are you doing? Feel like shit. I have this weird thing growing out of my vagina. Ah, it's fine. I'm sure it's
fine.
Never mind.
Yeah.
My eyes are going cross, and I have a beard now.
Right.
Davis said the problem has not yet reached the level of a public health emergency, given the absence of any tritium in public drinking water supplies, nor measurable levels in river samples. But, dude, if it's in the groundwater, it's only a matter of time.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
We'll wait till it's there, and then we'll do something about it.
We'll wait like, until someone, like, starts growing another head.
We'll wait
until
someone
we'll
dies.
Something.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think
it's
by
like
then...
It's like the asbestosis or whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll wait 30 years later till the whole community dies, and then
we'll
fix
do something.
It.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
That's good, guys. Good. Prevention is the best medicine unless you're in this industry, then, you know.
Plus, you don't really want to cause, like, a big stir either because you got a lot of people that are going to be like, fuck you, I ain't leaving my town up
well,
here.
Well, no, it's not that.
Poisoning.
It's not that. It's that they're going to have to flush the groundwater or something. They're going to have to figure out how to get rid of that, you know. But if it's in there, would you rather be notified about it or wait until you're drinking glowing water? Like, because by that time, once it's in the public water system, it's too late. Like, that is point no return. You're fucked.
Yeah. So. I would like to be notified.
But the high level of contamination.
You, like, get out of the shower, and it's like, wow, you have an awesome glow to your skin today. It looks
you
great.
Look vibrant. What are you using?
You look fluorescent.
Tritium. Radioactive tritium. It's
tritium,
pretty.
Yeah. You just rub it on.
Nolly's Undead says, no, OxySilver is the best medicine.
Let's shower in OxySilver and see if we turn silver.
I scrub with OxySilver, wash off with tritium.
So that way you have
I'm
awesome
like
skin.
You think I was a statue. I'm so fucking perfect. It's all the radioactivity.
Statues don't get sore from dodgeball.
That's true. Statues don't play dodgeball.
No, they're just statues.
The high level of contamination in new wells nearest the reactor suggests the inspectors are getting closer to identifying the source of the tritium link. That big fucking reactor. I have no idea where it's coming from. It's like the Springfield fucking nuclear facility.
I know,
they're
right?
Just like pumping it out, dude. I heard a cool story on the Skeptics Guide about this new way of doing nuclear fusion. Did you hear that, Red Fox? Where'd Red Fox go? Is he having a fire alarm also?
Probably.
God damn it. Well, anyway, yeah, they found this new way, and it can power. It's like way more powerful than the other ways that we're doing it.
Huh.
Like, they were saying, I forget what they said, but something like the size of a pinhead in a reaction. It was like a fuel seed. The size of a pinhead could power, like, some ridiculous number of shit for, like, 10 years.
Huh.
Like, huge. Like, bigger than our city and shit. Just the tiniest thing. So, hopefully that'll happen soon.
That'd be very nice. But that put a lot of people out of work. I don't think they'll allow
no,
that.
No, well, that'd be cool if you could design it to, like, fit in a phone or something like that and just power shit forever, you know? That'd be awesome.
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
Hong Kong.
I don't
Kong.
Have to plug anything in because I have this thing. Check it out.
Hong Kong. It releases
Hong
radioactive
Kong,
tritium.
Number one super guy. Anyway, go ahead.
A Hong Kong woman has been killed in a bizarre accident in which an elderly neighbor plunged from her high-rise flat and landed on top of her.
Huh.
Huh. Look before you leap. I guess if you're old, you probably can't see very well anyway.
Yeah, no. She's...
That sucks, dude.
It's raining men.
It's raining 74-year-old women.
Nasty defecated on men.
Could you imagine, like, old flappy titties, like, 10 stories up just falling, like... Oh, that would hurt. That would suck so bad, dude. How'd you die? Elderly woman fell on me from her 27th floor. That's a lot. That's almost terminal velocity, dude.
Did she fall or did she do it on purpose?
Well, I don't know. She probably fell, broke her hip, and then rolled out the window.
She's like, fuck it, I don't want to get this fixed again. I'm just going to roll out the window.
Both women were killed yesterday after the 74-year-old slipped while collecting clothes from a drying rack outside her apartment, a common sight in the densely populated city of 7 Mill. Oops.
Oops.
On ice? Like, was it icy? Don't do that.
I like to do that.
You pissed? You wonder why the cat fucks with you.
She lays there every
not
show
just
on her
minding
back.
Her own fucking business.
She's so cute.
Giving me high fives.
Trying to eat your hand.
And then you throw shit at her, and then she fucks with you the rest. Hey, elephants and cats, they never forget. She's crying over 9/11 still, because she can't forget it. It's fucked.
She's not crying.
She cries.
No, she doesn't.
I hear her cry.
You!
I am intuitive.
You, last night, were crying.
No.
Yes, you were, because I was
nope.
up all fucking night, because you wouldn't stop snoring, and
okay.
I had a raging headache.
I remember that.
But check this out, dude. You got into, like, some deep fucking sleep, and I was curled up to you, and you were doing the twitching shit thing. Like, you were fucking twitching hard.
And then you punched me in the nuts?
No, I rolled away from you to get to, like, the other side of the bed, because I was like, fuck this, because every
really?
Time I just start to fall asleep, you twitch and wake me up.
I totally don't remember that.
I was
that.
Like, fuck this, dude. I rolled over, and you started making noises like...
Really? I totally don't remember that.
Yeah, you were, like, whimpering and, like, kind of half crying.
Huh.
And, like, twitching and all scared sounding. I finally just, like, pushed you. I'm like, hey!
Did you wake me up?
No. You were like, and, like, went back to sleep.
That's weird. I wonder what was going on.
I don't know. It was some weird fucking dream. Like, you
were
twitching
wrong, buddy?
Hard.
Maybe we lost the dodgeball game in my dream.
I don't know, dude. I don't know, but you were freaking me out. I'm like, what the fuck?
This is pretty funny. I kind of want to know what it was now to like that upset me so much.
You were sad kittens.
Huh.
You were.
Interesting.
I was like, aw, maybe I should hug him. Nah, I'll just push him.
Nah. I'll just let him have sex in my bloody vagina. That was disgusting, by the way.
Just
by the way. You can't just come out here and start pushing blood out of your twat. That's disgusting.
It was semen.
It was
blood.
Red.
It's bloody semen.
That was disgusting, by the way. It wasn't the blood. I can handle the blood. It's the chunks of dead baby egg. That is so gross. It's like when you get a bloody nose and you get some snot and it's all bloody, but it's all solid. It's like bloody semen. It was so gross, dude. That shit. That was disgusting. And then I touched it, and it was like jelly.
You're dumb.
Well, I wanted to see the texture.
It's the fucking inside of the uterus, dude. It's
that's
the walls.
Your uterus is disgusting. I just want
right,
you to know
fine.
That.
All right, fine. Don't fuck me when I'm on the rag, then.
Then just suck it.
Nope.
That's all you got to do.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
Fuck my bloody veg, then.
Oh, slipping in your little bloody asshole.
Yeah.
So the elderly woman fell from her 27th floor, landed directly on top of Chen Kwai Mui, 51. In 07, Chen was left a window when a crane collapsed at a construction site, killing her husband and another worker. Quote, she had just managed to get over the death of her husband, and then she fell and killed a lady. That's so awesome.
That is great.
You just got over your husband. Maybe she didn't. Maybe she jumped.
Yeah, I think she didn't.
Maybe she didn't. Maybe she had beef with Chen Kwai Mui. Mui?
She's like, I know he was sleeping with you.
There she is. You ready? Died. Look out below. Dude, that's some timing for a 74-year-old.
Yeah.
Like 27 stories? You got to lead him a little bit and then take into account the wind because you're old and you're light. And she's like, she didn't just
no,
jump
you
and like.
Jump and. Oh, like right before you jump, you do like when you're hunting and like you see a deer and you go and they perk up and look
and then boom.
Yep. That's head what you shot. Do. Just to get him to stay still. You fucking look at him. You see him right where you want him. Hey, douche.
Big Fat Tony says, when the Red River is flowing, take the dirt road.
Yeah, well, no.
Yeah, get your butthole fixed.
Let me fuck you in your ass.
Nah. Then that's not what it's made off. For.
That's not what chicks made
yes,
for either.
They are.
No.
I have 10 different pornos that beg to differ.
Well, I can find you some gay porn and it will beg to differ.
Well, I'm not gay, so hence that doesn't matter. But all chicks love the ass. I bet that chick at Dodgeball loves the ass.
Go fuck her then. She's
all right,
barely
so
legal.
Walmart. Haven't been in there for a while. We used to kind of do this back in the day.
I just got my oil changed at Walmart yesterday.
Ugh. And your car still runs?
Yeah, they do an all right job. I know the guys there, so it's okay.
What does that have to do with it?
I know the people who work there. They're not going to fuck up my car.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just the fact. Is Walmart like one of those 10-minute oil change places? Because those places always fuck shit up. Because they'll like, they'll forget a cap here and there. And yeah, dude.
Have you ever changed oil?
Yeah.
You know how to do it?
No.
It's really hard to fuck up changing oil.
Well, they do it. They fucking do it.
The only thing that they did was they got oil. You know where the oil filter is? In the front of your fucking car?
No. I what's an oil filter? Shut up. Yes, I do. What? Don't where, care.
Okay. I'll just be silent.
I'm just saying. We used to take our trucks to some of those, like Grease Monkey and that shit, and they always fuck shit up. They'll forget
they just got oil on the plate underneath, and that's it. That's the only thing they fucked
You've
up.
You've never had them, like, forget a plug or not tighten the filter in enough or leave the radiator cap off. Really?
I check it.
Yeah, right. As soon as you get the truck, you pop the fucking hood and you check
it. I did. I checked it in the Walmart parking lot.
Did you seriously?
I seriously did.
Damn.
Because they were like, oh, your air filter wasn't dirty, so we didn't change it. And I'm like, bullshit. And nice. I fucking popped my hood and I checked my air filter. I'm like, oh, wow, it was kind of clean. So, like, I reached down and I grabbed my oil filter. It's on tight. I reached down, fucking grabbed my oil pan plug, and it was fucking tight. Everything was fine, so
tight.
I didn't have a problem. And they filled up my washer fluid for free.
Tight.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, because I took my truck into this Grease Monkey place, and I told them to check, you know, they check all the fluids and shit. And when I was turning the steering wheel, it was making a weird sound. I was like, you know, check that out. And they're like, yeah, everything's fine. Everything's full. And the power steering fluid ended up being, like, empty. Like, totally empty.
That's the cap
and they
off, didn't they?
They just don't do that, you know? They skip right over it because they're in a
hurry. That's so easy to catch, too. All you gotta do is pop the hood.
Well, they're supposed... But they charge you for checking that shit. They charge you to check
all
fluids.
But when you get your shit done like that at one of those places, you check it.
Well... I did, and it was empty, and they fucked up.
No, check it, like, as soon as they're done.
Oh, well, yeah.
Need your brain.
So we used to take stink bombs and drop them in people's heater vents, possibly to a vehicle that got a bowling ball thrown through the windshield of it. But, yeah, and that shit is in the wintertime when people warm up their cars, you know? They always turn their shit on full blast,
yeah.
And it just blows that stink everywhere.
What'd you put in there?
Stink bombs?
Oh.
Stink bombs are foul. So this dude went to Walmart, and they had to evacuate Walmart. This 51-year-old Belfair man dumped stink bombs, liquid and sprayed, super fart spray inside the store. We got a regular fucking yuck here, huh? Stink bombs and fart spray?
That's... Yeah.
Hey, 1983 called. It wants its bad jokes back. Actually, stink bombs are pretty vicious. The fart spray, I was never really a big fan of that. I had my own fart spray, if you know what I mean. The South Kitsap Fire and Rescue crews were sent to the store at about 12:40 on a Sunday. When's the best time to see fucked up shit at Walmart?
On a Sunday.
When's the best time to steal jacks off people's antennas at Walmart? On a Sunday. That's another song. There's another song. On a Sunday. Talk about stink bomb and Walmart throwing bowling balls through faggots' windshields. Faggity, faggity, faggot.
Okay.
But not when I'm 51 years old. Like, come on,
dude.
He's
51.
He's 51, right? Like, waka waka.
Maybe he's just nuts. I don't know.
I invented fart spray. But yeah, they had to evacuate for a reported hazardous material incident. A man was reportedly throwing it onto the floor a liquid that was creating a severe smell and causing headaches. Deputies estimate about 75 shoppers and store employees were evacuated.
Nice.
That's a lot of people for some stank.
Like,
plug your fucking nose in it. Y'all got kids. I'm sure it stinks worse than that. Deal.
But you know what? Check it out. They're Walmart employees. They will find any excuse.
Oh, the employees.
Leave.
I'm saying the shoppers. Like, they should be used to it. They're like, man, this smells like my trailer. Hit her.
Oh, man.
The man admitted dumping liquid onto the floor that made people nauseated. He said there were more bottles of the liquid in his glove compartment. Deputies found bottles labeled stink bombs, which included a warning that the liquid is an irritant containing ammonium sulfide. He also handed the deputy a can called Super Fart Spray, which he said he also sprayed. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
When asked why the man did it, he replies, I did it because I thought it would be funny. Waka waka! Like 20 years ago. No.
It's funny.
Yeah, I think so. The man's girlfriend, a 46-year-old Belfair woman, said she was shopping and didn't know what he was doing. Drag your man to Walmart, even at 50.
This is what he's going to do.
He's like, fuck it. I'm buying these on the internet because you dragged me to Walmart, and I fucking hate Walmart. I hate it.
Dude, we should do that here.
Fire crews kept the rest of the liquid, and the man was banned from the Walmart. A report was forwarded to the prosecutor's office to review.
That's awesome.
First comment on the story, that guy's a real stinker. Oh, come on.
God.
That's so awesome. All right. Let's talk about burning churches.
All right.
Burning some East Texas hit ahead of churches. All right. Setting them on fire. You'd think God would just make it not on fire.
I could set the building on fire. I just watched that today with Ashley. Office Space.
Yeah, how was it?
It was great.
Still good?
It was still good.
Bear Bear says, new life goal, get banned from Walmart. in every state. That'd be awesome.
That would be so great.
We used to run around through Walmart and grab the duster and huff the duster and then run around with like weird deep voices like, I am so good.
What? Huff the duster?
Yeah, duster makes your voice really low.
Duster?
Duster. I'd do it right now, but we don't have very much left and I need it for the computer.
The can of that
Yes,
air?
The can of duster. Don't hold it upside down and do it because it'll freeze your shit. But if you hold it right side up, don't shake it. And take the straw off and go, here, kitty, kitty, kitty. It makes your voice so deep and it freaks cats out. It's so
That's
funny.
Creepy,
but then
dude.
Everything goes, blah, 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 blah. Like, I do it right now, but yeah, it would
so
fuck me
So it's like
up.
Doing like helium, but opposite. Yeah,
but chemically. It's chemically. Like, it has a wicked chemical taste to it. Nitrous is way better, but this is way more potent, I think. But it's a fucking chemical. It's not good for you.
You should do it now. Now I want to hear it.
No, no, not at all.
Will you actually sound like a man?
Maybe you can
like
get some helium
voice?
And sound like a woman.
Hey.
Or just chop your balls off. So this guy in East Texas, the faith community is on alert again after two more churches burned to the ground.
Woo!
There have been 9 suspicious church fires since the beginning of the year. 7 have already been ruled arson.
Someone is doing us a solid.
7 have already been ruled awesome. Dover Baptist Church near Lindale was completely gutted Monday night. The first call came in around 8:30, and within minutes, fire crews were on their way to battle a fire at Clear Spring Baptist Church, just a few miles down the road. That is so fucking awesome. You know what? I bet it's
what?
The minister. Insurance? Untaxable insurance money? Cha-ching! Bar, 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 jackpot! That's fucking awesome, though. Keep
yeah,
it up.
Yeah,
I mean, honestly, though, you know what's going to happen.
What?
The churches get burned to the ground. They just build them back up bigger.
Yeah, they're like, oh, well, this is actually a good thing because we need to make room.
We've been wanting
for...
to remodel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, right?
That's still pretty awesome. Authorities have more than doubled the reward for any information leading to an arrest and conviction, raising it from $10,000 to $25,000. This is Texas. God bless Texas. You don't mess with Texas. You don't mess with Texas churches. Hit ahead. You heard her?
I heard.
Heard it?
Duh.
National ATF response team is expected to be set up at both sites. Meanwhile, the Salvation Army and multiple crews have across East Texas have set... What? One half. Pick where you want it. Have set up shop to begin yet another suspicious church fire investigation. Which is weird because the Salvation Army... I took a picture of this. I don't know how well it showed up. It's on the Twitter and the jamhole.com/forums. But the Salvation Army, their credo is blood and fire? Is it blood and fire? What was it? Because that's kind of funny. Maybe they did it. Maybe they fucking...
Blood and fire?
Or blood and tears. What the fuck? Now I need to know. We look it up. What is the... tell me what the picture said. It was right under it. It said blood and tears or blood and fire. I'm pretty sure it was fire. But yeah, check that out. So yeah. That would be kind of weird if it was fire. And I'm pretty sure it is. So maybe they did it. Quote, I go to church here. Our investigators go to church here. Hit a herda. And we're as upset about it as anyone, said Clay Alexander with the ATF. Fire crews, federal agents, and accelerant sniffing dogs are becoming an all too familiar sight. Huh.
Okay.
The first thing that came to mind was, oh no, not us, said the Baptist church pastor. He got the call from one of his members. When he arrived, his church was engulfed in flames. Could you imagine that? Because you're always preaching like some hellfire and brimstone shit. Uh-huh. And then you get to your church and it's night and it's just lit the fuck up. Oh man. This is probably the most elaborate sign from God you've ever gotten in your life, and you have no idea.
It's like, you are pissing me off.
You have no idea. You're totally overlooking it as awesome. I mean, arson.
Arson.
And that's fucking awesome. The job is, again, figuring out exactly what and who is responsible. Quote, it could be one person, but we feel it's probably more than one. It's all of the atheists.
Probably.
All of them in the world with our fucking mind bullets. I just set your church on fire.
With your mind
with
bullets?
With my mind. Suck on those flaming hot
nuts. I like the picture
nuts.
Better. With your hat and everything.
Yeah, it's all about the hat. Yeah, Beer Bear says he was worshiping the wrong version. Maybe. Don't be Baptist. What did we learn? It was, too. This one is Baptist. Oh, wait, same church. Man, they burned that motherfucker to the ground. Burn this motherfucker down! Oh, man.
But
so,
if he could just keep doing that, that would be great.
I hope they don't catch this guy. I'll try and keep up on this and see if they end up catching him. But so far, nothing. Nothing at all. Quote, it's a Baptist, a Methodist. What type of church? Black, white. It's a church, and they're burning them, said the county fire marshal. The question remains, how many more? All of them.
Please.
We ain't going to stop till the wheels fall off.
Could you make it up here within the month, please?
All of them. Yeah. Quote,
I'll show you where they are.
It's not going to stop until we catch them. Quote, ask God to put a stop to it. Because he has control of all of it, said Samples. Who is Samples? Let me see here. Samples. Oh, the church pastor of that church that burned down. Why don't you? No,
do
you're
it.
The pastor.
God.
Hey, you're the pastor, bro. Not me. You ask. I ask
That's
God.
That's your job.
I ask God to set the motherfucker on fire.
You get paid untaxed monies to talk to God for me, so
yeah,
you do that.
You ask him to put it out. I asked him to put it up, and he did. Now you ask him to put it out. All right?
Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on. Mesa, Arizona. Semi-nude man wearing his underwear around his neck
cool.
was arrested Saturday night when he flashed a plastic bag filled with drugs in front of a cop.
Hey, little boy.
That's cocaine.
My bag of cocaine.
I got cocaine.
Don't oh, tell no. nobody. Hey, Mr. Police Officer, man. You want to see my... Uh-oh.
The suspect identified as Dr. Roxo, whose age was unavailable, later admitted to using cocaine. The incident began about 10:20 p.m. when a neighbor called cops to report a suspicious clown hiding in a ditch behind a vacant home near Broadway Road and Mesa Drive. When an officer approached the man, he noticed he was shirtless and wearing women's pants with a hole in the crotch. the crotchal area, exposing his genitalia.
I do cocaine.
The man also was wearing his underwear around his neck. The officer also noticed numerous pornographic items around him. What are you doing with those?
Cocaine. I do cocaine.
When contacted by the cops, Rodriguez placed his hand in a drainage pipe and removed a plastic bag filled with a white, powdery substance, which later tested positive for...
cocaine!
No! For meth! Oh, meth!
Close.
You were close, but not the same drug.
I love you. Like, no, man, seriously, I do a lot of cocaine.
Yeah, seriously, guys. The man also showed the cop aluminum foil with a burnt section in the middle, which is, if you didn't know, a common way of smoking the drug. Wait, hold on. How do you smoke it? I got some here.
Let me Google that real quick.
Dr. Roxo was booked on possession of a dangerous drug and possession of drug paraphernalia.
Dr. Roxo don't like Johnny Law. He gotta get out of here.
All right, let's talk about baby factories. What do you know about a baby factory?
I don't like them.
I know, I burn them down.
Let's do that. Can we get the guy who's doing the churches to do us the Stone Cold Solid and get the baby factories while he's at it?
Only if he picks up...
and orphanages.
Only if he picks up the guy that dosed the Walmart with fucking stink bombs first.
Yes.
Yes.
You guys go hand in hand.
If you just make the twat stink, no one will want to impregnate it anyway.
Bullshit, dude. Bullshit.
That's true.
There are those fucking people.
I forget who I'm talking to sometimes. Mother of how many? Just shot in the dark. How many? A mother of
10, 12,
14. 14! Who has seen all of her children taken into care, which means maybe she was
taken
not.
Taken away.
Right. Taking into care, a.k.a. taken the fuck away. You weren't caring for them, so now someone else has to. Thank you.
Maybe she just likes to be pregnant.
She has revealed that she had a contraceptive implant fitted in a bid to win them back. Dubbed the Human Baby Factory by Matt of the Jam Hole, Teresa Winters last year defiantly vowed to continue having babies until she was allowed to keep one. I'm gonna keep pumping these babies out until I can keep one of them.
Well, you know what? Maybe live better, okay?
Well... she's gross, too.
I know. I saw the picture.
She's got the little Where's Waldo halter top on and just, I do cocaine also.
That's so why foul. I can't keep my kids.
So I'm going to keep having them until I can keep one. However, the 37-year-old has now pledged to stop reproducing to prove to the social services that she can be trusted to look after her children who were taken away over fears of neglect. How?
This had to have started somewhere. Like, you had to have had a kid and neglected the fuck out of it.
And then had another, and then another, and then another.
Some mommy like, dearest shit.
Even if you stop having them, there's no fucking way you can take care of 14 of them. I don't give a fuck if you're super nanny. You can't take care of that many fucking kids. Not when you're 37, bitch. Life is almost ready to pause, if you know what I mean. The pause with the right.
I got it.
That sucks, raising kids going through menopause. Should have planned that out a little better, huh?
Dude, that's just ew.
Bear says she's a good poster child for Trojan. Quote, because she won't swallow. Wrap your sucker.
Dude, fucking...
he says baby factories equal ghettos. I agree.
Okay, check this out, though. 14 kids and she's 37 years old?
Yup.
You can have one kid a year.
Yep.
She's been making babies for 14 years.
So can we see her resume here? Let's see. Making babies. Page 2, smoking crack, doing meth, making babies. Page 3. Oh, McDonald's. Perfect. You're hired. Now what we are is a call center for Bank of America. You'll be working with customers. Miss Winters and her partner, Tony Houston, also 37, saw their 14 baby, a boy, handed to a temporary guardian just a week after he was born. She stormed out of the 5-minute hearing in tears, but has now said the ruling sparked her decision to get a contraceptive implant a week later. Stop fucking for a minute. Or maybe every time you do fuck, don't come inside of her.
Do you think, like, check this out. There are people out there that...
I don't even know how to put a condom on. And I've never got a chick pregnant. All right, I got a chick pregnant once and we took care of it. What the fuck is your problem?
Anyway.
Sorry, go ahead. Please.
That just weirds me out that you got somebody pregnant. Anyway.
How many of your exes have kids? Talk about weirding you out. Go ahead.
No, none of my exes have kids.
How many kids does Jake have?
It's not his.
Doesn't matter. How many kids does he have?
He's raising somebody else's kid.
There you go. Two. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Anyway. Damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, I totally had a fucking brain fart. I sucked at that. Anyway, don't take that. Anyway, you know
how
there's...
Get it back at the end of the day. Jesus. What?
You know how there's people out there that want to have kids and, like, they read these fucking how to make a baby books and, like,
oh,
when
you're
going to be menstruating and blah, 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 blah. When you're going to have your fucking cycle and all
and
that.
And then they fuck and he comes in, she does this.
I know, yeah. Oh, but get your...
Just to, like, get that shit in there.
But, like, people try and do that all the time, but people like this?
Yeah, and they can't even have...
pregnant.
And they can't even have kids, and she's, like, popping them out. Like, I got babies for days.
I know, dude. Like, some of these chicks are just way too fertile. Like,
I know.
Entirely too fertile. Like, it's
like,
ridiculous.
Someone needs a cyst in the ovary so they can fucking remove it. Both
of them.
I think
my shit was just fucked at birth, so I'm good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So, oh, here, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Despite 4 children being diagnosed with disability, shall we say?
Ah.
Miss Winter smoked throughout all of her pregnancies. One son died of rare brain condition, Pheo syndrome, at 18 months. So, we're talking top of the line stock, cream of the crop genes here. Like, this is some good baby making material. This is good stuff.
Actually, dude, nowadays doctors tell you to not stop smoking during pregnancy.
They told her. And
no,
look
no,
what
no.
happened.
Well, they tell you not to stop smoking altogether because it'll cause... I mean, just quitting cold turkey.
Yeah,
if you
because
smoke
it,
for a long time, it'll put a lot of stress on
right.
the baby, and it can cause
on your body,
a miscarriage
which,
or
right.
a stillborn or whatever. So they say, you know, just cut back as much as you possibly can.
Beer Bear says 14 babies from 35 fathers.
Ew.
That's awesome. They all look like Two-Face, but like half black and half white.
Yeah, but like, I mean,
she
my
looks
mom,
like a chick that bangs black dudes. Just saying.
My mom smoked cigarettes and
I know
stuff
the
when
type.
She was pregnant with me, and I came out like for the first like 3 or 4 years of my life. I
totally
had, like,
retarded.
I, no, I
look
had,
at your eye.
I'm gonna kill you.
Look at your eye.
That eye.
That's your mom's fault.
Actually, everyone on my mom's side has perfect vision, which...
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Then that's your dad's fault.
It is my dad's fault. Everyone on my dad's side of the family has glasses.
That is true, huh? That's weird.
Did you notice
just
that?
The ones that I've seen. But yeah, they do all have glasses. That's fucked
well,
up.
Well, Wayne doesn't... Wayne does...
Yeah,
Wayne?
He does.
Yeah, he does.
Yep.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I didn't even... Whoa. I see him all the time, too. It's the sad part. Does he seriously wear glasses?
Get the fuck out of here. When did you get bald? Weird.
Whoa. But yeah, they all have eye problems. So.
Well, her kids are all coming out retarded and dying from it, at least, so that's good.
I mean, I came out with like a little bit of asthma, but it went away.
I came out with a little bit of Aslan.
It went away, though.
Well, so. That's good. She's been expecting every year of her adult life, except for 04, and lives in a one-bedroom council flat with Tony in Luton, Bedfordshire. They receive benefits totaling over... 1,000 British pounds sterling a month just for popping out babies. And they all got taken away. Are you still getting paid? Because that's fucked
well,
up.
Well, she can stay on like medic, or like if she were here, she could be on Medicaid almost her entire life because she's always pregnant.
Yeah, that's fucked, dude. That's totally fucked.
I couldn't have any fun
every
if I were
year
pregnant,
of
dude.
Your adult life. Have you seen the world? Like, what are you fucking doing? Man, I'm barefoot and pregnant. That's my place. Okay. Good luck with that. Good luck with your retarded fucking tribe of window lickers. I bet she's got the cleanest windows in the place.
Probably.
All just like spotless, okay. Like drool streaks on it. She says, quote, I've decided I'm not having any more.
Oh, yeah?
Bravo! Woo! Fucking, what, 10 years later? 10 years and 14 kids later. I think I'm done.
I think I'm good.
Because now when an egg drops, it falls out of your twat. Like, you're not done because you want to be. You're done because you can't. You fucking
idiot. And my body
idiot.
Is totally wrecked.
Yeah, your twat is, like, this big. It's like if a snake feeds on, like, big animals all the time. Pretty soon its jaw, it just hangs open all the
time.
They
should just, like, have a zipper on her gut.
Yeah, that's, yes.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Dude, like, I bet you, like, they go to give her, like, a C-section, and, like, the shit hasn't even healed from the last time. They just pop it back open.
I've had an implant put in to stop me getting pregnant. Did the doctor do it with a 10-foot pole? I can't have kids for 3 years, but I can have it taken out. It's not worth it, having your kids taken away from you. I've been called every name under the sun, and we want the end of it. I just want it all to lie and rest. Go ahead.
She reminds me of, what's his name's wife on Family Guy. Remember, she was pregnant, like, for...
Oh, yeah, Joe's wife.
Yeah, she was pregnant forever.
Connie or Winnie?
I don't know,
Connie,
she was dark hair and a purple dress.
Yeah, Connie.
Always pregnant.
I'm gonna say Connie.
Okay.
What is Joe's wife's name? Anyone?
I have no idea.
Pretty sure it's Connie. So, Miss Winters slammed social services, claiming she and Tony were, quote, treated like murderers after the birth of their 14th child. Well, how about this? Every time you have a baby over, let's say, three of them, you're murdering children, okay?
Yeah.
She said, quote, he was a gorgeous little boy. I came out and he stayed in the hospital. We weren't allowed there without a social worker being present. Yeah, have you seen yourself, you fucking idiot? Yeah, he was given a temporary guardian, some random person we'd never met before. Excuse me. I was angry. I was annoyed, and I was crying. Nobody helps us. Help yourself, bitch!
Why can't you be like normal people that have kids, and then they get to take them home, and they raise them, and it's okay?
Ask one of your 14 fucking kids to help you. Nobody helps us. Nobody helps us. We're doing all right. Fuck. Start a podcast, you fucking retard. Go play dodgeball. Oh, God. Did you see the...
No, I did not.
You didn't see her there?
I was videotaping everything.
She's so big and just... Oh. Like, I see that, and all I can think about is some dude was desperate enough to make his penis... First of all, some dude was able to get his dick hard enough to shove it in that... Oh,
was she ugly?
It's just so gross, dude. And so pregnant. Like, I was waiting for her water to just break. Like, right there. It is so extent. Like, there's like five of them in there, dude. I'm not even kidding. She is so big. You guys kind of saw it a little bit on one of the dodgeball videos. Ty Crom was here. And then you could see her belly. And I started asking Tyler questions like, how's dodgeball going? Just so I could have a reason to get it. That black thing... Oh, Bonnie. Thank you, Galactor. But that black thing was her belly. So foul.
I didn't see
so
her,
foul,
thank
dude.
Thank God. So.
Oh,
I bet
so
you she
gross.
Won't be there next time.
So, yeah, she'll be having fucking quadruplets.
Getting is she ugly or something?
Yeah, also. On top of.
Huh.
All right. Well, I got a couple more stories here. All of these last one, two, three. Excuse my face. These last three stories here all have to do with children.
Yay.
Now, perhaps when you're not just constantly popping them out after you get to actually take them home, let's just say this hasn't been a good week for kids.
All right.
Phoenix. A malnourished Phoenix girl was locked in a bathroom without running water for... Dose month-os.
Nice.
Beaten with metal rods and forced to exercise until exhaustion because her father said she stole food and cheated on a homeschool test. You're homeschooled. Problem numero uno
right
there. Excuse me.
You used a calculator? What?
Show your worth. Scott and feed me, and I'll think about showing my work. Scott and Andrea.
Beer Bear says Matt has kids on the brain. Danny, run!
No, that's just the stories, dude. It was like one after another. I was like, all right, let's do
this
it.
This is why I'm having weird pregnant dreams, because you keep feeding me all these baby stories.
You were having those dreams before, and then I started doing the stories.
I just had my third one, like, the night before last.
Because of it. Yeah, when you almost ripped my dick off. Remember that?
It freaked me out.
Maybe that's why I was crying, because I had a dream where you did rip my dick off.
Well, I gave birth to beautiful kittens in my last dream.
Beautiful what?
Kittens.
Kids?
Kittens.
Oh, yeah? How many this time?
I don't know.
How many tits did you have?
All I know... No, I only had two.
Oh, yeah?
All I know is that
how
I was
trying to... How many nipples did your tits have?
Just one each.
Huh.
But it was great, though. Like, I was trying to hide it from everyone for some reason, and then...
The kittens?
Yeah, I didn't because want anybody to know
maybe,
I had them.
Because it's weird to give birth to kittens if
know,
you're not
like,
a cat?
For some reason you knew, so you went up and like grabbed cat food and put it in the middle of the floor, and like all my little kittens just like meow.
That's fucked, dude. You are
like came out of the fucking woodworks and shit to come eat the kitten food, and I was like, oh damn. That's my kittens. And they're so cute though. Like I picked them up.
Are they swelling? Beer Bear says I'm preggers. Gotta check the swelling of the feet. And missing ice cream. Huh?
Oh, dude, I need some ice cream.
Peanut butter ice cream?
Fuck, let's go get ice cream after this.
All right. So, yeah, Scott and Andrea Bass, the 14-year-old's father and stepmother, were arrested for investigation of child abuse, kidnapping, and... Kidnapping and... Kidnapping and...
unlawful
imprisonment. Quote, "No one on this earth needs to be treated the way this child was treated, except for maybe the lady that... had 14 children. She needs to be treated like this. Locked away. Exercise. Locked away.
How old was the daughter?
14.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. Andrea Bass, 31, who was released from custody Tuesday after posting $36,000 bond. Where the... Really? Whose dick was you sucking? Because I know you didn't have 36 grand just chilling it, right? She did not immediately return a message left at her home. The girl escaped from the bathroom through the attic on February 4th and rode her bike to a nearby movie theater where a concerned couple gave her $50. Really?
What?
She gave them a blowjob. So
yeah.
She then rode about 13 months. That's fucked up. She
I
then
am
rode-
a companion and the money is a gift.
That's right. No, you're a whore and I'm paying you to suck my dick then leave. What movie were we watching? What was that?
That was Run, Bitch, Run.
A Run, Bitch, Run. That was a horrendous movie.
And we couldn't
movie.
Even get through like the first 10 minutes.
Nice titties, though.
No,
that
not
was
even
it.
Nice titties.
They were
all
right.
Like droopy and...
They were no rockin' knockers like what you're rocking, but they were all right. They were titties. Titties are titties, you know?
No.
Yeah, so she got the $50. She then rode about 13 miles to a Phoenix strip mall and bought water, food, a backpack, and clothes because she hadn't been allowed to change for weeks. That's crazy that she knows that, you know, like to do that because of how she was treated. Usually when that happens, the kids revert back to some sort of like weird animalistic kind of behavior. Like she knew what to do. She went to the neighbor, caught a 50 spot, went there. She's like, I'm hungry and my clothes fucking reek and I probably should douche even though I'm 14. Like, this is fucked. All right.
Ugh.
So, yeah, then she rode to a coffee shop in Scottsdale where she asked an employee to call the cops. She had to change first, which is smart.
Yeah.
Smart kid, though.
Yeah, 14. Going all stanky.
She's 14 and she was abused like that. And she made it 13 miles and then to a coffee shop, like on a bicycle, and knew what
to
do. She
wanted
to
get
call
the
cops.
Fuck away.
Yeah, dude. She was like, run, Forrest, run, getting the fuck
run,
out.
Run, bitch, run.
Run, bitch, run. Sam Samudio said when police arrived at the girl's home to interview Scott Bass, who was the stepfather, or no, the father and the stepmother. So this is the father. He thought the girl was still in the bathroom. Yeah, you know, because she was locked in there, right? So, of course, she should still be in there.
Did she, like, there was, like, a window in the bathroom or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, she made it into the attic somehow and bailed out the window. But, yeah, so he thought she was in the bathroom and was, quote, visibly surprised when he unlocked the door and she was gone. Oops.
Oops.
You know his stomach hit the fucking floor.
He's like,
I'm going to jail. Yes.
Yeah.
Inside the bathroom, there was a blanket on the floor that she had used for a bed. There were empty cans of food, kind of confirming what the child had told the cops. There was no plumbing operating in the bathroom, but there was a bucket, as she had described. So they thought maybe she was lying, like, my parents molested me. Like, now no, none of us have parents. But, yeah, they got there, and, yeah. Here's my shit bucket.
Well, they always go to check, you know.
I take my shit bucket, the latest Family Guy.
Yeah.
That's my poop bucket. That was so awesome.
I know.
Meg was a bad motherfucker for one episode. You get one,
yeah,
Meg.
That's one.
Scott told the cops what kind of a... What do you think he said to get out of this? Like, how do you rationalize this to where, oh, okay, well, we were just checking. You have a good day, sir. Like, what could you tell them? Why is there a shit bucket in your fucking thing? And why is this girl freaked?
I don't know. I have no... Go ahead.
Yeah, right? So he told the cops that he locked his daughter in the bathroom because she stole food from the kitchen and cheated on a homeschool test.
That's not a good enough reason.
No, probably not, dude.
No.
The girl told cops that her father gave her cans of food, crackers, or bread every 1 to 2 days, but that she was constantly hungry. A medical eval of the girl showed she was in the 25th percentile for weight and the 50th percentile for height among girls her age. A little malnourished.
Yeah, a
not,
little bit.
Not so well there. The girl said her father forced her to exercise till she was exhausted and beat her with belts and metal rods or pulled her up by her hair if she stopped the exercises. She also said that in a previous home, her father and stepmother forced her to sleep on an outdoor patio for 5 months, locked her in a closet for a week, and then locked her in a bathroom for another week.
Damn.
The girl, who was evaluated and released from a hospital and is now in CPS custody. 4 other kids living in the home, who police said showed no signs of abuse or similar treatment, also CPS custody.
I wonder why they were just taking it out on her then.
Because she cheated.
Kids.
Don't cheat on your homeschool test. And she stole food.
You think maybe the other 3 kids were their children together, but she was just the father's daughter?
The girl and her 12-year-old brother were from his previous marriage.
Oh.
And then the 3 girls, ages 3, 4, and 11, were him and this chick that he's with, which is the other girl's stepmom. Okay?
So
Holmes said that...
He's like,
this
is my only son, so I'm not going to punish or do anything to him.
Right.
And these are my 3 girls from the woman I love, but this chick looks just like my ex.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm sick of it.
Fuck y'all. Holmes said the girl had been abused before, not only here in Phoenix, but also while the family lived in Glendale. He said, quote, she was a bit malnourished. Other than that, she was okay. Well, that's good.
Besides, like, completely mentally fucked.
He also added, quote, we thank God that she was able to get out of there. She was able to get help. She is in custody of CPS.
She'd probably been planning this shit for a while.
Yeah, well, maybe God should have made... that not happened in the first place.
Right.
Well, no, because if bad shit didn't happen, we'd never thank God. Oh, that makes perfect sense. Thank you, religion. Thank you. All right, another one. Paradise couple charged with the murder of their 7-year-old adopted daughter during a discipline session at the family home last Friday. And the torture the previous day of her 11-year-old sister, who is still in critical condition.
Oh, nice.
46-year-old, 42-year-old, arraigned in Butte County Superior Court, could face 2 life terms in prison. That's kind of messed up, huh?
Yeah.
And then this last one here, $500,000 bond for stabbing his ex-girlfriend while she was holding a 15-month-old child.
I'm
telling
dude.
You, not good to be a kid right now. That sucks.
Was he aiming for the child?
The 25-year-old female victim came out of the bedroom holding the infant and a cloth to her neck, where police said she sustained several lacerations. Police had also discovered she had a stab wound to her back with half of a steak knife still lodged in her body. That backstabbing motherfucker.
That's some shit, dude.
Yep. The woman said she was with her new boyfriend when this old guy lured her to his home by sending text messages indicating the child was ill. She got to the home to check on her kid, and he attacked her. He put a knife to her throat while she was holding the child. She tried to get away. He stabbed her in the back. Of course. He says he blacked out and didn't remember it. I was drunk on mango vodka.
What?
They found an empty bottle of mango vodka. That'll do it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Not a good time to be a kid. Not a good time to just be alive, huh?
Yeah,
burning churches.
No. I mean,
if God's not safe, we're all fucked. I don't know what else to say, but man.
Stop having babies.
First and foremost, let's go ahead and put a law, no having babies for the next 5 years, 10 years. What are we going? 10, right?
No, I would say 10.
We're doing 5 and then reassess and then another 5 if necessary, which most likely it will be necessary.
Yeah, let some of these window lickers die off and some of the old people's die off.
Yeah, you have to. You have to, because this shit right here, nigga, this shit ain't gonna stop. Uh-huh. Till not at least until the wheels fall off.
Or until I can keep one baby.
Right. You mean you're gonna be kind of freaked when you do finally get pregnant and you end up giving birth to a cat.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, you know what that'll tell me?
What?
That you were cheating on me with the cat.
Well, she loves me.
Yeah, I told you were a lesbian. I tell you once, I tell you 1,000 times, man. I tell you. No. You don't know. All right, well. You ready to get the fuck out of here?
Yes.
All right. Thank you guys so much for being with us. Of course, thejamhole.com. Email us info@thejamhole.com. It's where all our shit's at. I'll try and work on these videos, get that shit up for the dodgeball stuff. Thejamhole.com/YouTube. That's where that's at. Definitely help me get these motherfucking beats out of layaways. Thejamhole.com/donate/store. Check the buzz. I don't know how you find that,
check the buzz.
It's my Google account, hasmaticus@gmail.com. And yeah, Chicago had a little earthquake today. Did you hear about that?
No, I did not.
The end is near, my friends. Fear not. We will be back.
We are all burning now.
I know. We are all just completely effed. So, yeah. We'll talk to you guys Friday. Peace.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.